Welcome to the Orange Brain Project. I'm your host, Randy Bignall, and today we're diving into the complexities of depression and anxiety, conditions rooted in brain function and neurochemistry. Though the exact causes are unclear, research points to a mix of genetic, environmental, and neurobiological factors. One key player is serotonin, a neurotransmitter that regulates mood, sleep, appetite, and stress. Low serotonin levels or receptor issues are linked to depression and anxiety. SSRIs, a common antidepressant, boosts serotonin levels, helping many manage symptoms. Dopamine is another crucial neurotransmitter involved in mood and reward processing. Disruptions in dopamine can lead to depression, and medications like bupropion target this system to improve mood. The HPA axis, our body's stress response system, also plays a role. In chronic stress, this system becomes overactive, increasing cortisol levels. Over time, this can alter brain structures like the hippocampus, amygdala, and prefrontal cortex, heightening emotional reactivity and impairing cognition. In those with depression and anxiety, brain scans reveal abnormalities in emotional processing areas, particularly the amygdala and prefrontal cortex. These changes reflect disruptions in neurotransmitters and neural pathways, contributing to negative mood and poor emotional regulation. Genetics matter too. Family and twin studies show depression and anxiety can run in families. Genome studies have pinpointed genetic variations tied to neurotransmitter function and stress response, but the genetic puzzle is complex, involving multiple genes and environmental interactions. Treatment blends biological, psychological, and social approaches to address the multifaceted nature of mental health. Let's break down a few of these key interventions. Psychotherapy. Talk therapy helps individuals process thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Approaches like CBT, DBT, and mindfulness-based therapy are tailored to specific needs, providing valuable tools for managing symptoms. Medication. Antidepressants and mood stabilizers help regulate neurotransmitters. For many, medication combined with therapy yields the best results. Collaborative care ensures personalized, effective treatment. Alternative therapies. Practices like yoga, meditation, and art therapy offer holistic benefits, complementing traditional treatments. These methods can reduce stress and enhance emotional well-being. Lifestyle. Physical activity, proper nutrition, quality sleep, and stress management are foundational to mental health. Exercise boosts mood, while a balanced diet supports brain function. Mental health recovery is a journey. By integrating therapy, medication, and holistic practices, individuals can find empowerment and healing. A comprehensive, personalized approach makes a significant difference in long-term well-being. Thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we'll continue exploring health and wellness. Until next time, take care of your mind and body.